Section 3. Georgia's Physical Features. Georgia's diverse environment has many physical features. In most years, Georgia receives a lot of rainfall, and all that water runs into the state's waterways. Georgia's rivers and streams provide water for drinking, recreation, irrigation, and industry. Some of those waterways flow southwest across Georgia and empty into the Gulf of Mexico, but most flow southeast to empty into the Atlantic Ocean. The state's 14 major barrier islands protect the roughly 110-mile-long coast of the mainland from wind and waves from the Atlantic Ocean. Barrier islands are sandy islands that run parallel to the coast and are separated from the mainland by a lagoon or salt marsh. Four islands, Jekyll, St. Simons, Sea, and Tybee, are accessible by car and have become popular tourist destinations. The rest of Georgia's barrier islands require transportation by boat and are virtually unspoiled by humans. Georgia also has many swamps. One of the most interesting areas in the state is the large Okefenokee Swamp in southeast Georgia. In this section, we will learn about the important features of Georgia's land. Chattahoochee River. The Chattahoochee, Georgia's longest river, begins in the Blue Ridge Mountains, runs southwest through Atlanta, and then flows over the fall line at Columbus. From there, it crosses into Florida and down to the Gulf of Mexico. It forms part of Georgia's western boundary with Alabama. The word Chattahoochee is from the Muscogee Creek word meaning painted rock. The river is a major source of drinking water, agricultural irrigation, and industrial use in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. Having enough clean water from the Chattahoochee is crucial for these states' economies and populations. This has led to a long-lasting disagreement over how much water each state should get. The Chattahoochee River offers many activities such as boating, rafting, kayaking, and fishing. Chattahoochee Bend, one of Georgia's largest state parks, has many hiking and biking trails alongside the river. Savannah River. The Savannah River crosses the fall line at Augusta. Along its path to the ocean, it is joined by several other important waterways. The river is a major source of drinking water for the large cities of Augusta and Savannah. It is also beneficial to Georgia and South Carolina as it is used to generate hydroelectric power and cool nuclear power plants. The Savannah River forms Georgia's eastern boundary with South Carolina. Unlike the Chattahoochee, the Savannah River flows to the southeast and empties into the Atlantic Ocean about 13 miles after it passes the city of Savannah. Due to its position near the mouth of the river, Savannah is one of the busiest ports in the United States. Huge ships enter the port from all over the world. The Savannah River is important to our state. It has significantly influenced Georgia's history and progress, including settlement patterns and the development of industries and transportation routes. Barrier Islands. Georgia's barrier islands are located along its eastern coast, bordering the Atlantic Ocean. These islands are sometimes referred to as the Golden Isles or Sea Islands. This chain of 14 islands forms a natural barrier that shelters the mainland from the Atlantic. The beaches on these islands constantly erode as waves and sometimes storms move the sand. In some places, stone seawalls have been constructed to slow erosion. Over time, these islands have been home to Native Americans and Spanish missionaries, winter retreats for wealthy northerners, and modern tourist destinations. While four of the islands are directly connected to the mainland by bridges, the others must be reached by boat. In Georgia's early history, small boats could use these waters to go up and down the coast without sailing into the open Atlantic Ocean. In the late 1930s, the federal government created the Intracoastal Waterway by deepening the channel and keeping it cleaned out so larger boats could use the waterways. Okefenokee Swamp. Located in southeast Georgia, with a small part in North Florida, the Okefenokee is Georgia's largest and best-known swamp. In fact, it is one of the largest swamps in the country, with an area of almost 700 square miles, 402,000 acres. The swamp formed thousands of years ago after the ocean receded to its present boundary. A sandbar separated the land from the ocean, filling the low-lying land with fresh water. The leaves and dead plants that fell into the water created peat, a decaying plant material that absorbs water. Trees grow on floating islands of peat. A person can walk on peat, but it is spongy and it shakes. That is why the Native Americans called the Okefenokee the land of the trembling earth. Not all areas of the Okefenokee are peat. Some areas of the swamp have no trees but are covered with grasses. The swamp also has dozens of lakes. The Okefenokee's water comes from rain, about 50 inches in a normal year. The swamp can be in the path of tropical storms from the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic Ocean. Sometimes these storms include dangerous lightning that can cause swamp fires. The unique ecosystem of the Okefenokee supports a wide variety of plant and animal species, including rare and endangered ones. The swamp provides a home for numerous birds, mammals, reptiles, amphibians, and many different kinds of plants. Pine and cypress trees fill its forests. In the early 20th century, however, logging carried off many trees. The national government has recognized the importance of the Okefenokee Swamp. In the 1920s and 1930s, Franklin Delano Roosevelt visited Georgia for health treatments. At Warm Springs in western Georgia, Roosevelt built a home where he could come to soak in the healing waters bubbling up from underground. Shortly after building his home, Roosevelt became President of the United States. His connection to Georgia and its people led him to designate 80% of the swamp as a national wildlife refuge. In the mid-1970s, over 350,000 acres of the swamp received the additional protection of becoming a national wilderness area. Few states can match the geographic diversity of Georgia. Rich in water, minerals, soil, plants, and animals, Georgia has provided its human inhabitants with life and livelihood for thousands of years. Its moderate climate and natural beauty have made it an appealing place to live and visit for generations of humans, from the early American Indians to modern Georgians. Each generation must care for the land and use its resources wisely so the state will remain a geographic treasure for future generations.